According to the ASPCA, approximately 4 million dogs enter animal shelters in the United States every year, but less than half of them are successfully adopted. As KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins reports, a relatively common practice at shelters could be preventing some of those dogs from finding homes.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Despite Juliet's wishful thinking, names matter. A name carries all sorts of connotations. It's how one identifies with their family and traces their lineage. At one point in time, a name could arouse such animosity that, well, you know the story, it could lead to tragedy. But we've come a long way from the Montagues and the Capulets.
The days when you could say, well, I won't talk to him or her because she's a member of this or that race or ethnic group, and we don't approve of that anymore among people. That was a misguided view of humankind. Well, I think it's a misguided view of dogkind as well.
Dr. Clive Wynn spends a lot of time thinking about dog kind and their behavior, the kind of characteristics that can make a dog man's best friend or potentially unadoptable. He runs the Canine Science Collaboratory at Arizona State University.
Our mission is to better understand the relationship between people and their dogs, and that extends into understanding the relationship between dogs and their wild ancestors.
Over time, Wynn thinks about 15,000 years, wolves evolved into the hundreds of breeds of dogs we know today. Through selective breeding, humans have assigned dogs different sets of traits and behaviors.
So we know, for example, that border collies are a herding breed of dog, and most border collies, given half a chance, will round up anything else that's in the house. They'll round up the cat, they'll round up the children, right? That's a typical herding dog behavior.
But other dogs were bred to display a more aggressive type of behavior.
The pit that the pit bull is named for is the fighting pit, where people threw dogs together to fight each other, and some people regrettably still do.
While dogfighting is now less common, the stigma of a frightening, powerful, aggressive dog is still associated with pit bulls and their name. And that name is a heavy burden on the dogs, especially when they show up in a shelter.
It can be difficult to place pit bull breeds because the negative stereotypes are very high.
Michael Moorfield is the shelter operations manager at the Animal Welfare League in Phoenix. He says pit bulls have the highest euthanasia rates and the longest lengths of stay in Maricopa County shelters.
Now, pit bull's actually not a breed. It's not a German Shepherd. It's not a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. It's not a Dachshund. It is a larger category of dogs and makes up about 25 different breeds.
So at the Animal Welfare League, when staff identify dogs, they use a more specific breed to describe a dog with pit bull characteristics, like American Staffordshire Terrier. Most shelters can't afford to DNA test every dog they receive, so they rely on an educated staff to label breeds based on physical characteristics.
It's just very difficult because there are so many mixed breeds that you are basically ascribing characteristics of a purebred animal to something that could be third, fourth, fifth generation mixed breed, and then trying to determine that just by looking at it.
Aside from being difficult, labeling a shelter dog a specific breed can also have a major effect on a dog's adoptability. Lisa Gunter studies shelters like the Animal Welfare League for her research at the Canine Science Collaboratory. She says a shelter in Florida recently removed breed labels from their kennel cards and from their online adoption profiles.
We looked at over 17,000 records from the year before when they had breed labels to when they got rid of breed labels, and we looked at the dogs' adoption numbers and length of stay.
She says the results were dramatic.
We found that with adoptions, the pit bull dogs, their adoptions increased by 72%. And all dogs in the shelter, in every breed group, that was AKC breed groups, increased. So that was fantastic. It wasn't just that pit bulls benefited, but everybody benefited.
Gunter acknowledges that not all shelters may be inclined to remove breed labels because they serve as a kind of useful shorthand, but her research suggests that they may be doing more harm than good. Dr. Wynn says when you take the emphasis off the breed and you let people focus on the behavioral characteristics of an individual dog, the opportunities for a connection and a successful adoption will increase.
Don't let yourself be swayed largely or perhaps at all by the label that says that this dog is in principle that breed or whatever. Actually meet Fido, you know, give him a chance.
Because there's so much more to Fido than a name. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.